Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? The makers of White King Granulated Soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour, Chandu the Magician. Cairo, darkness. The tall Victorian house is silent. But in the magic of the Egyptian night, a woman is dreaming. A vivid, terrifying dream. Chandu, the magician.
Look at me, woman. Speak the truth. You have found them.
No, no. This cave is an evil place. Let me go.
By the ancient bond between us, you will reveal what you have learned.
I know nothing.
Swear it by the god of the temple under the sea.
Let me go.
The water rises. The waves are breaking.
The waves.
Mother. Mother.
Tell me.
I know nothing.
Go away. Go away.
The temple under the sea.
Go away. Go away. Go away.
Dorothy. Dorothy. Oh. Who are you talking to?
Oh, Frank.
Was someone in here?
No, they were in the cave.
The cave?
I couldn't see the woman's face, but... Oh, I was dreaming.
I thought someone had broken into the house.
Oh, turn on the light, will you? Why, you're dressed. Haven't you been to bed?
No. Just after you and the kids came upstairs, a boy brought this letter from the airport. It's from Washington. I'll have to go away for a few days.
I wonder if there really is anything in dreams.
Didn't you hear what I said, Dot?
And I'd like to know whether there's any such island as that.
As what?
Well, I don't know how I knew it was an island, but I did. They were in a cave, like the Blue Grotto in Capri. You know how the waves break over the entrance at high tide?
Yes.
But it was uncanny. I could hear people singing somewhere, and a drum like a heart beating. Suppose it was my own heart.
It's strange that you should...
Well, what's the use of having a brother who's a magician if he can't interpret dreams? What do you think all that meant,
Well, even without the details, I think it's curious you should have dreamed of an island just when I'm leaving for one.
Your what?
Why, no, you didn't hear what I said. Tomorrow, Dot, I have to go to a little Mediterranean island and look into a couple of mysterious deaths. Or one death and a disappearance.
Who were they?
Two American consuls. The wife of Neil Christie, the last one, is still there. She refuses to believe her husband won't turn up.
A temple under the sea, he said.
Dorothy.
Oh, sorry, Frank. Can't get that dream out of my mind. Ooh, that man.
You know you're unusually sensitive to the occult.
The occult? My dream?
I wonder.
Oh, I don't like to think that. You know, I almost wish I could go with you and see that island for myself. Wouldn't it be strange if... Oh, but that's impossible.
Well, you can go with me if you like. I don't know about hotels, but the consul's house is empty now. Mrs. Christie's moved out, of course.
Well, are you sure we wouldn't be in your way?
Not at all. No more trouble to get four passports of his aid than one.
Well, imagine my rushing off like this because of a dream. For heaven's sake, don't say anything about it before Betty and Bob. I'd never hear the last of it. Island is like something out of the Middle Ages.
You're not kidding, Mom. Can't you just see the Crusaders standing on the cliffs, pouring hot lead down on the Saracens?
Bob, you ghoul.
Oh, I bet they did, Bet.
It's a lot older than that, though, Bob. There was a great port here in the days of the Phoenicians, centuries before Christ.
Golly, I feel like a speck on the face of creation.
This is no older than Cairo.
No, but Cairo's different somehow.
Is this where Mrs. Christie lives now?
Aywa, Effendi.
I'll get the keys and be right out, Doc.
Uncle Frank, ask her who we see about renting one of those little boats we saw down in the cove.
I'm here in the garden.
Mrs. Christie?
Yes?
I'm Frank Chandler. I understand you have the keys to the American consul's house.
You cannot be appointed to take my husband's place. He will come back.
I hope so. I came here to find out what happened to him, if I can. This letter will tell you who I am.
They have told you I refuse to go away.
I can understand that. Perhaps you'd better tell me now what you know of your husband's disappearance. Then I won't need bother you again.
It is that house. It is Yosaki.
Yosaki? Forbidden? Mrs. Christie, are you Arabic?
I come from Syria, Mr. Chandler. I met my husband in Beirut when he was the vice consul there.
Oh, yes. But why did you say the house is taboo?
The consul who was before my husband died of the curse.
But you weren't here then?
The servants have told me. And I will tell you about Neil. We had invited guests for dinner that night. Neil was dressing. I was here in the garden. When the guests arrived, Neil was not in the house. His evening clothes were laid out. Nothing was missing, even the shoes.
Hmm. You didn't find a note? The servants heard nothing?
He did not leave me willingly. The unseen eyes were watching. Always they watched. When I turned away for one moment, Neil was taken away.
I see. And now if you'll let me have the keys.
You must write a letter to your government. You must tell them to find another house for their consul. Who are the people in your carriage?
My sister and her children. If you'll get the keys for me.
I have them in my handbag here.
Thank you.
Mr. Chandler, do not look at me. Look into the street as if we spoke of something else.
Yes, yes, that's a very interesting old church across the street. What is it, Mrs. Christie?
It is true. What I said about the eyes watching. But you must take care. If you find...
Yes?
I have told you the truth. The house is cursed.
I see. Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Christie. If I need any more information, I'll drop in again.
What were you saying to him, Zuala?
He came for the keys, Delagi. I told him exactly as you said.
You were whispering something I could not hear.
Why should I do that? I knew you would be listening.
It is to be hoped you are speaking the truth. For your own sake, Zuala.
Delagi, I beg you. He is only here for a few days to make a report to his government. Wait until he has gone away.
And while I am waiting, he will find them.
It is impossible. If you cannot find so much as the drawing, how can these strangers find the chest itself?
I tell you, they must not live in that house. If the man Chandler insists, he will find his family missing.
Talaki!
And there will once more be rumors of the temple under the sea.
In a moment, Chandu the magician raises the curtain on the second act of tonight's story of The Mystic Past. And speaking of curtains, remember that White King granulated soap is tailor-made for washing window curtains and for all those extra washing jobs that spring house cleaning brings. Energetic White King soap suds restore the fluffy nap and color to gay, washable scatter rugs. A quick washing in mild, rich, lukewarm White King soap suds helps keep wool blankets soft and fleecy, makes bedspreads and slipcovers look fresh and bright as a morning in spring. Yes, it's true. White King soap does make spring house cleaning easier because it provides a rich abundance of creamy suds to wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. Because this wonderful wash day soap holds these suds in any temperature of water, and because White King rinses away both soil and suds freely and completely. For washing clothes or dishes, for spring house cleaning, or for fine washing care of all your new soap and water fashions, you'll love White King Soap. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. In a few moments, we'll tell you about Chandu's exciting magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. The small Mediterranean island of Ruad, its limestone cliffs rising from the blue sea. A gray stone house, old when the Crusaders sailed into the harbor. Early afternoon. We return to Chandu, the magician.
You know what I think, Bob?
No, what?
I bet Uncle Frank thinks Mr. Christie's dead and buried here somewhere.
In the house? You'd have a heck of a time doing it. The walls must be 6 feet thick.
I know it, but he keeps going around tapping with that hammer.
Yeah, but I asked him what he was looking for, and he said he didn't know.
Oh, I...
Don't be so jumpy, gal. It's just somebody at the door.
Oh, maybe it's that man with the goats again wanting to sell us milk.
I'll never forget your face that first day when he drove those goats up to the door.
Good afternoon. My name is Delagi.
Oh, how do you do? Come in.
Is Mr. Chandler in?
Yes. Won't you sit down?
I'll call him, Bob. Uncle Frank, there's someone to see you. Mr. Delagi.
Well, thank you, Betty. I'm afraid I'm not too presentable. Good afternoon. I've been going through the old consular files.
Oh, I call, as you say, socially. I am an idle man here on this island for my health.
I see. Now, Bob, tell your mother we have a caller, will you?
Well, sure. She's in her room. I'll get her.
How long have you lived here, Mr. Delagi?
2 years. You will forgive me if I say that you and your mother must be remarkable women.
Why?
Have you had no unpleasant experiences in this house?
Why, no. We think it's fascinating.
Well, it's very nice to have someone call.
Daughter, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I must have been out in the sun too long.
Mom, for Pete's sake. Sit down here. I'll get you some water.
Your sister is ill, Mr. Chandler. I will call again at another time.
I'm sorry.
You see now, Mr. Chandler, it has begun.
Oh, Mother, you look awful. Tell me what to do.
I hope you will be feeling better quite soon, madame.
Here, drink this, Mom.
Oh.
What gives, anyway?
Frank, it's that man in the cave. I'd know him anywhere.
I thought it might be, the way you looked at him.
Oh, but it was only a dream. How could I dream of a man I'd never seen?
It's been known to happen, Dot.
Mother, what are you talking about?
Oh, dear, I wasn't going to say anything to you and Bob.
Huh?
Oh, don't ask me about it, children.
Oh, okay. At least you don't look so kind of green now.
Oh, I felt green. Who is he, Frank?
His name's Delagi. And I'd swear he's the man Mrs. Christie's so afraid of.
Afraid of?
She tried to tell me that first day. Delagi must have been right there in the garden somewhere. She said, if you find... And then she stopped.
Is that why you've been tapping the walls like a Death Valley prospector?
Yeah, that's it, Bob. There's something hidden in this house. And Mrs. Christie knows it. Well, I'll look around the cellar once more.
I'll come, too.
Not me. What if it turns out to be a body?
Oh, it can't be, darling. That man said them. I told you, Frank.
Why, no, you didn't.
Well, I thought I did. He accused the woman of finding something. I know he said them.
Dot, are you sure those people in your dream weren't in the cellars here?
Oh, yes, it was a cave filled with an uncanny blue light. I can see it now.
Holy Moses, Mom. What is this?
Well, come on, if you're going with me. Oh, wait a minute. We'll need this flashlight.
Shall I bring the hammer?
Yes, please, Bob.
Of all the crazy places to put the cellar stairs, right off the living room.
It may not have been the living room originally, Betty. In fact, the whole house may have been something else.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Now, let's see. It doesn't make much difference where I begin. Let me have the hammer, Bob.
Hold the light here in the corner. Listen.
It sounds hollow.
Yeah. Oh, but it can't be. The edges of that stone fit as tight as all the rest.
Maybe. There's a niche behind it. Turn the flashlight in there, Bob.
What is that? Oh, it's just an old piece of paper.
What did you think it'd be? The crown jewels?
Move over, Bob. If I can just get it out without it falling to pieces. Yeah, that's it. Now, Dot, hold this edge while I unfold it.
Oh, be careful, Frank.
You hold the light still, Bob. Well, it's a drawing.
Why, it's a map.
Those wavy lines must represent the ocean. That figure's Neptune.
But the center of it, it's almost like the plan of a building, see? There's a room and a long hallway.
Well, that can't be right, Mom. Or else this thing isn't drawn to scale.
Well, I don't see why, Bob.
Because, look, it would mean the whole thing's underwater.
Underwater? The temple under the sea.
Well, look out, Dot.
Oh, now you've done it, Mom. It fell apart.
Oh, I wish we'd never found it.
Well, you knew we might find something here, Dot.
Can't you imagine how it feels to have that uncanny dream coming true? Everything, one after the other, everything I saw that night. Oh, let's go upstairs.
We will. And I'm going down to see the British commissioner.
You think he'll know what the map was supposed to be?
I think he'll know something about DeLoggy.
We can walk part way with you, Uncle Frank. Bob and I are going out in one of those little boats, you know.
Yeah.
Dot, you stay here, will you?
Of course. Where would I go?
I mean, it's time Mrs. Christie told me just what she expected us to find here. And I want you with me when she does.
You think I'll recognize her voice?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
Well, I'll wait until I get back, and we'll see.
All this time.
Is your brother here now, Mrs. Regent?
No.
Oh, that is most unfortunate. I had hoped he could tell you.
Tell me what, Mr. DeLoggy?
Just DeLoggy, if you please. It has been my name through the ages.
What is it you have to tell me?
I was standing on the cliff a few moments ago. I saw your children pull a small boat up on the rocks.
Yes.
You see, there is a cave which can only be entered when the tide is low. If they do not turn back at once, they will drown in the rising water.
I know.
I thought you would.
Well, how do I get there? Is there a path down the cliff?
The cave can only be approached by sea. The tide is turning now, madame.
Have you a boat?
Certainly.
Oh, why didn't you do something yourself? Oh, but that doesn't matter now. Hurry! Hurry!
I suppose you know, Mr. Hunter, the American consuls keep brief dossiers on people who have any sort of business with them.
Oh, yes, yes, that's quite customary.
Well, DeLoggy told me he'd only been on the island for 2 years. But it seems he meant this time. He came back a couple of years ago, after a long absence.
That's true. I confess I don't quite know what to do about him.
Why?
Well, after all, a man who believes he's the reincarnation of an ancient Phoenician priest.
What's that?
Oh, yes. And what's more, there have been repeated rumors of a cult he's organized. Worshippers of a pagan god.
Neptune.
It would be an obvious choice, I suppose.
And there is such a thing as the temple under the sea.
By Jove. Christie was thorough.
No, oh, I didn't get that from the files, Mr. Hunter. But what do you know about it?
It's a sort of recurrent legend.
Oh?
At the base of the cliffs, not far from that house of yours, there are curious grooves in the rock, just under the water. The story is that they were made by chariot wheels.
The chariot of the temple priest.
Dragging the victims to the sacrifice. The so-called wheel marks enter a sort of tunnel, worn by the water, presumably.
Hmm.
It's nothing like a temple, I assure you. I've been inside it myself.
Then what about the singing?
Ah, you've heard of that, too. It can only be the wind in the rocks. I suppose Mrs. Christie told you all this.
No.
DeLoggy and the Christies were great friends for a time. I won't repeat gossip, but in a small place like this, one hears everything.
Good Lord, Mr. Hunter, I'm trying to find out what happened to Christie. Tell me what you mean.
Well, it was said that DeLarge persuaded Mrs. Christie to join his little group of idol worshippers, and Christie had him thrown out of the house.
So that was it.
Uh-huh. But you can't believe DeLarge is responsible for Christie's disappearance.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I do believe that temple really exists.
Well, I will say this. That house of yours is supposed to have been built in the time of the Crusades, over the site of an ancient pagan temple, but not under the sea.
Is it indeed? Well, thanks very much, Mr. Hutter.
Oh, not at all. And do let me know what comes of all this. I must admit you've made me very uneasy.
There is a narrow channel here, Mrs. Regent.
But Bob and Betty aren't here.
Their boat has drifted away.
Do you really think they're inside that cave?
I know it, madame. You must step quickly to the flat rock there when I give the word. I am afraid your clothes will be wet.
Oh, I don't care about that.
I would go and bring them, but you could not manage the boat.
Oh, well, I'll get them. Hold the boat still.
One moment. Now! The water is rising, madame.
Yeah, well, we'll be back in a minute.
You need not hurry now.
DeLarge, come back here. We'll all be drowned.
Your brother should have given me the jewel. Goodbye, madame.
DeLarge!
Before we bring you the climax of tonight's story of mystery and magic, we want to remind you of Chandu's thrilling magic trick offer, a trick that changes pennies into dimes. Yes, Chandu the magician will send you his magic money changer for just 25 cents and the box top from a package of White King granulated soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. From your pocket, you take a penny, lay it on the table, cover it with the magic ruby block, the money-changing block. Utter the mystic word, so-coot. Then remove the block, and the copper penny has changed to a silver dime. Remember, it's fun to watch a magician. It's more fun to be one. So start your magic collection right now with Chandu's magic money-changer trick. Send 25 cents in coin, together with a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And you'll receive your money changer trick postpaid. Print your name plainly and please put sufficient postage on the envelope. That's Chandu, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. The Mediterranean island of Ruad, the old stone house near the cliffs, late afternoon. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Come in, Mrs. Christie. I want you to tell my sister just what...
Listen, Mr. Chandler, listen to them.
Who is it?
The singers of the temple under the sea. Once before I heard them.
Mrs. Christie, how can we possibly hear them up here?
Someone has opened the way.
That stone block I moved in the cellars.
Yes, the sound would come up from the sea.
Wait a minute. Dorothy! She can't have gone down to the cellars. She was terrified.
Would your sister dare to walk down the hidden stairs?
Stairs?
A stairway built inside the wall. Come, I will show you. Here.
So that's how DeLarge watched what went on in this house. Where did the stairs go?
I do not know. They are said to have been built in the days of the Crusades. A great English lord hid a chest of jewels, but I'm afraid, Mr. Chandler.
Stay here. If DeLarge comes, hide somewhere.
Do not speak of me to the Lagi if he is there.
Dorothy's down here somewhere. I know she is. Mrs. Christie, there's a great heavy door down here. Don't you know how to get it open?
Not even the Lagi has opened the door. He has tried many times.
Still, Dorothy's down here. By the power of the 3x3, the secret of this ancient house is mine now. Blue light. The temple. Dorothy!
Oh, Frank, you're too late. Bob and Betty were drowned. Why did I ever bring them to this dreadful place?
Why, Dot, they're all right. They're all right, I tell you.
How do you know?
Oh, I just met them coming up from the harbor.
Oh.
How did you get in here?
The Lagi brought me in his boat. The tunnel's full of water now. He said that...
Never mind. Come on, I'll take you out of here.
Oh, that singing has been driving me mad.
Where are they?
I don't know. Who's that?
The Lagi.
Voices of the temple, be silent! Look at me, woman. You have found them.
That's what he said in my dream. Frank!
You cannot lie to me with the chest of jewels before your eyes. As I knew it. Rubies, emeralds, pearls, diamonds. A king's ransom.
That may be just what they were.
But where did they come from? The chest wasn't there before.
They were hidden under the bottom step. You see? When I opened the door, the whole step slid back. Those medieval architects were ingenious devils.
The jewels are mine. Since the days of ancient Phoenicia, I, a priest of the temple, have worn them.
And you just found out about them a couple of years ago in Europe.
Meddling fool.
Oh, yes, De Lagi. I've read the dossier Christie kept on you.
Christie, he died here in the temple like the others.
And your little crowd of jewel thieves have been financing you here, hoping you'd turn up this chest.
You cannot know this.
The British commissioner will know it in an hour.
You dog of an American! You will die here with the women, the sword of the temple priest.
De Lagi, you will stand where you are. You cannot move until I give the word.
You devil! I am turning to stone!
Be still! Come on, Dot. Hunter will send somebody to take care of him. And whatever else is in this place can wait until tomorrow. We'll have to break the news to Mrs. Christie.
Oh, how dreadful. Frank, how could I have dreamed all that? The Lagi knew about it. He said so.
He said he was the reincarnation of a Phoenician priest, too, Dot. Maybe he is.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, nobody knows what a dream is, Dot. Message, warning, or just a dream. And how many men have sisters who dream such useful things?
Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow and Bob by Lee Millar. Stanley Waxman is De Lagi, Hunter is Evan Thomas, and Zoala is played by Gene Vanderpile. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.